Joining me on this week's Oxcast Extra is Carla Buckingham, a tour guide from Oxford Castle Unlocked. Hi, hello. Carla. So, can you tell me what makes the castle such an excellent Halloween events venue?
In itself, it's spooky. The building itself. The fact is, it's a 1,000-year-old building, some parts of it. It's witnessed murders, it's witnessed death, witnessed just ghost sightings as well. I mean, the prison is such a horrible feeling to be in, particularly the padded cell. That's the worst place.
And you've got loads of exciting events happening.
Yeah, we do. We have so many to cover. So the first one is Spooky Tours.
Oh, so what's that about then?
Okay, so Spooky Tour is a bit different. It's all about tricks of the mind. And you go in, you get a tour guide for 50 minutes, and they're talking, and weird things might happen. It's a bit bizarre. Like maybe a trick of the mind. And it is great fun. It's more concentrating on the ghost stories of the castle, the ones that have had many sightings across the years. So you do get a bit of history as well. So it's a bit different. So if you're a bit timid, you don't want to try our full-on scare, that's perfect for you. But it is for 12 and up.
Okay, and what days of the week does that run?
So every Thursday in October and November, they run at every half hour from 6 till 7:30, and it's £12 per person.
Brilliant. So if you want to sort of be eased in gently,
yeah, exactly.
This would be the one for you.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds about my level.
Yeah, it's mine as well.
Okay, that brings me comfort. Onto the the slightly more terrifying sounding Terror Tuesdays. What makes the Terror Tuesdays so horrifying?
Again, it's more of an intense experience. Tom and Tiris, who have been hands in designing it, as well as Joe and Sam, they've really worked hard in looking at not just constant jump scares. It's a mixture of all sorts of things. And again, the building atmosphere really helps. You are in darkness for a lot of it, so it really isn't for people with nervous dispositions at all. The experience takes around 10 minutes. And it's following a girl called Julia. Something has happened to her in the prison. And I don't want to ruin it, but you find out, it's got a tiny story with it, and you find out what has happened to her and why everyone is acting very strangely.
Oh,
I don't like it when I had to do the test run of that. I was quite scared.
I was going to ask, have you been on it?
Yeah, I've been on it. I screamed like a little girl. I did. I mean, I know I am a girl, but
a smaller girl.
Yeah, like that's fine.
That sounds awful to me.
But if people do want to try it, and the great thing is that we're the only scare attraction in Oxford. So if you want to try something different, we do advise online booking because we limit the tours to only 5 people.
So you can't hide behind other people?
You can't hide behind other people.
Oh, no.
You are down to 5. So if you are a group of people who like to do it, check it out. It's great fun.
I assume there are actors.
Yes, so there are live actors in there. Do not touch them.
Okay. Are they allowed to touch you?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, I might consider it now.
Yeah, no, they can't touch you. You can't touch them. Yeah. But again, we do have an age limit on it because, we don't want to traumatise people. And we say 15 and up for that one.
Whoa. Okay, that sounds terrifying. And that's every Tuesday?
Again, throughout November and October, and that's £8 per person. So it's good fun. So I know that Thorpe Park and Alton Towers do quite events. So if you want something local, especially students, come on down to it. It's great fun. And if you have any feedback, we welcome it with open arms.
Excellent. Onto something maybe a bit more suitable for children. You're holding a trick-or-treat couple of days, starting on the 30th of October to the 1st November.
Yeah, so this is more for family fun.
Yes.
I mean, if you're adults, come on down. We've redeveloped it. It's great fun. Something has happened with the prison. You're noticing a theme here, but it's not that scary. Something has happened and everyone's just acting a bit odd.
Yeah.
And it's great. It's got a storyline going through it, so you meet lots of characters from the prison and obviously you get sweets.
Oh,
yeah,
excellent.
I mean, that's a bonus.
But then you must also get tricks.
There might be some tricks in there, mainly probably for the adults, if I'm honest.
Okay.
We might trick the adults more than the children. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's £5 per child and per adult when you book it. Again, online booking is advised. And they run up to every 10 minutes from 6 o'clock.
Ooh, okay. Great.
It's good fun. I'm really looking forward to it. The staff gets so excited for trick-or-treating.
It must be nice to see the kids like going through.
Oh, that is great. Oh. And also you get to put like weird makeup on.
Yeah.
More than usual, weird costumes. But we do that every day.
Brilliant. And then you are hosting a Victorian murder mystery evening on the 23rd of October and the 27th of November. Now, I guess booking again is advised for this.
Yes.
Is it like a murder mystery you can buy online and sit in like a dinner party? Or
no,
what's it
it's
like?
A bit different. So we've got the live actors involved. Actually, myself and my colleague Sam created this one. So it's a bit bizarre because you get a glass of wine and it seems very relaxing. You get a bit of history and then someone is murdered partway through the evening. And I don't want to reveal too much because it is great fun. And you have a number of suspects. Again, live actors are involved and you get to interrogate them. It's a bit like Cluedo. You have to find the clues to figure out who is the murderer. And the great thing is it could be anyone.
Oh.
So you really have to narrow it down. And it's so much fun. You know, bring your Sherlock caps. your Dr. Watsons, if you have a Dr. Watson. It's a lot of fun. And £25 per person. Starts at 7:30, I believe. Check out on our website to be certain. But if you have a few friends, because usually these you can privately book these for Christmas parties, birthdays. So if you only have three friends that, hey, want to do it, come and check it out.
Now, I just want to quickly go back. You mentioned earlier about the ghost stories around the castle.
Yes.
I read online that you have recorded 15 spirits. What's your favourite story?
My favourite story has to be one from the 1970s. Ooh. So it's not that old.
Yeah, quite recent.
Yeah, so we were still a prison. For anyone who doesn't know, we were a prison right up until 1996. So it's in the prison, and the tower, St George Tower, was off limits. And it's always, you know, the night time, everyone's in their cells, locked up, the guards are doing their rounds. All of a sudden, the perimeter alarm goes off. Goes absolutely nuts. The guards are running everywhere. They're trying to figure out what's going on. They count all the prisoners. They're all in their cells. No one has escaped. Yeah, this alarm is going off. They walk around the outside and one guard sees a woman climbing down from the tower using a rope. And they're thinking, you know, they're yelling up, going, what are you doing? What are you doing? Get down from there. Nothing. They, you know, doesn't reply. And locals saw it as well, apparently. Again, they check all the cells, check all the staff, everyone's okay, and this woman's climbing down. And it freaks them out. I don't know about you. And they look into it, and it is there where they say that Empress Matilda made her escape from the siege of 1142 with King Stephen, and it was her climbing down her bedsheets, just reenacting what she was doing.
Oh, my word.
So that's my favourite one, because it's the fact is she didn't respond.
So yeah.
Like she was stuck in that moment.
Very spooky.
Yeah, we've had all sorts of ones like that, you know, and mainly from the prison guards and prisoners who claim to have seen things and heard things going on, yet they go to investigate it. It's fine. It's very bizarre. Doors locking.
Have you had any sort of paranormal experience in the castle yourself?
Sadly not. As I say on my tours, I think the ghosts are more scared of me than I am of them. I am wielding guns on my tour, so I think that puts them off.
Just for anyone who doesn't know, Oxford Castle Unlocked have character tour guides.
We do.
And who do you play?
I play Black Bess, a highwaywoman from the 1720s who took an interesting turn in prison and thought of a way to beat the law at its own game when they try to hang her. It's lots of fun. We have so many different characters, so everyone has a different story. You know, you can go on different tours and hear different spins on the same stories. It's really nice. We even have King Stephen, and he still thinks he's a hero.
If you're not so keen on the ghostly side of things, I read online about your jailbreak evenings.
Yeah. So jailbreak is for between 10 and 15 people. It's £250 to get a glass of wine on your escape. It's a locked room experience. We did do a smaller jailbreak. We've decided to expand for bigger numbers. And what it is you have an hour to break all of the participants out of prison.
Wow.
And there are, live actors that you interact with. There are electronic puzzles, there's maths puzzles, there's lock puzzles, and lots of different things. And you have to work together. It's really good on teamwork, and it's great fun. I am one of the actors in it, and it's so funny when you know how to solve it. They're going, I want to help you, but I can't, because you will figure it out. It's more satisfying when they figure it out on their own.
Is that set in a particular time period, or is it just sort of
No, it used to be,
yeah.
But we decided to make it a bit more loose. So one room, because you're in two rooms, split up. So one room is set more in the Georgian period, while the other one is more modern, the 20th century.
Do you split, like, half the group in one room?
I'll be telling. Oh, that'd be terrifying.
You've got to come down and do it.
Yeah. Okay. It's quite, you know, I don't want to give the game away, but yeah, I just have to say that you get split up and you have to make sure everyone gets out before lights out.
That's terrifying.
No, it's fun. It's fun.
Oh, it's a lot of fun.
It's so much fun. But yeah, there's a lots of crossover puzzles as well. So even though you're split up, you have to help each other. Otherwise, you can't get out.
It just sounds like Crystal Maze.
It is. I do feel like Richard O'Brien.
Oh, that's nice.
I do.
That must be a
good
feeling.
I have too much hair, though.
Yeah.
Way too much hair.
But you could still wear, like,
I do wear coats. You know, I dress as a gypsy in you know, from Georgian period. So, you know, it works.
Nice.
It works.
Nice. Going back to the more ghostly side of the castle, am I right in thinking that ghost hunters can come and hire out the venue?
Yeah, they can. So lots of different companies can basically exclusively book out overnight from 8 o'clock in the evening to 3 a.m, and they do paranormal investigations. So many of them have Ouija boards. Some of them just do the listening. Others do the. They have all these weird and wonderful gadgets, and you're there going, "What? How?" Because we did have Most Haunted come in, I think, 2008. If you look at that episode and go, "I really want to do that," you know, loads of these companies. Check out our website. I can name a few: Haunted Happenings, Simply Paranormal, and they do public events. Mm. But if you are a small team, if you're hardcore paranormal investigators, yeah, you can hire out the castle, see what you find, because some people find a lot, some people don't. Different nights are more active than others, but it is creepy. Because we turn all the electrics off and they can wander in. I sit over in the cafe, the nice light area.
Yeah.
I wouldn't dare
go.
Brilliant.
If none of this is appealing to you, just want the history.
Just want the history. Just want the normal bog standard
normal history. Normal bog standard history. You're doing an offer for children over half term.
Yeah, so half term, we are offering a 50% discount with full paying adults. So if, you know, you have a kid who's really into horrible history, bring them down. Though, in order to get that discount, you have to book online first. So it's only online you get that 50% discount. It's worth it. Come on down. And, you know, if you've got, even if you've got a kid who's not too sure, we have so much fun on the normal tours and you learn, you know, 1,000 years of history. It's a lot. It's a lot to cover.
It is a lot to cover. I've been on this myself.
Do you remember who your guide was?
Yes, I do. It was Mr. Barker and it was very good. And you can check out my review of Oxford Castle Unlocked on our website, actually. But I really enjoyed it and I want to come again and do a different
guide. Come on my tour.
Yeah, exactly.
All the guides are brilliant, as I say earlier. And we have so many different styles of telling the history. It's wonderful. I mean, it's a hidden gem in Oxford. You know, we've got the university, which is fantastic. But this is a bit more about the town rather than the gown.
Definitely. The only mention of students was the fact that they got locked up for their disorderly behaviour evening.
Yes, you could be locked up for as little as not doing your homework or not being in bed by 9:05 at night. You're in bed by 9:05, right?
Of course I am.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. Check out all the Ghost Fest tours happening at Oxford Castle Unlocked. And thank you so much, Carla.
That's all right. Thank you for having me.
Cheers.